Previously on Spellcheck.
He says, I have a lead for you on a criminal. He reaches into a drawer and pulls out a little bottle. And inside, you see a tiny figure that appears to be sleeping. Lord Rockwell says, there is a thief, and his name is Felix Tidling. His modus operandi is to abduct wealthy men and store them temporarily in a bottle, as you can see. And then he impersonates them and exploits their resources. We know who he's impersonating. If you five can figure out what he's in town or what Heffler was in town for, you may be able to track down and apprehend Felix before he strikes.
Which one of you is it? You need to be the one to take point on this.
Marzell just sort of sighs and says, I wasn't this bad.
You guys have a couple leads, and just to reiterate, those leads are that you know that Heffler has just completed a transaction. You know that Felix is impersonating an orcish merchant. You know that Felix also spent some time replicating or attempting to forge, presumably successfully, Heffler's antiquities dealing license. You know that Heffler had a room at the Copper Inn, or at the Copper Plate, you know that the Antiquities Guild was a little tough, or they were a little uncooperative when Rockwell tried to get more information out of them.
Marzell just sort of says under her breath, why does he need to forge it?
Forge what?
The Antiquities License. Heffler should have had it on him. If he's here to trade in antiquities, why would he need to forge it?
So, did you guys know each other?
How would I know?
Birds of a feather and all.
Marzell just sort of does that thing you do when you're angry and you raise both your hands like you're gonna say something and then just stops.
Corrin goes in for the high five. He totally misreads.
Marzell freezes. No idea what's happening. Eyes wide, mouth open, hands still.
He taps his palm to hers.
Excellent.
I didn't rob people. I technically robbed the university.
You went to university?
Yes, did.
That's very impressive.
Were you supposed to be at the university?
I was the research assistant to the wizard Markholm, but he's useless. And I needed his research funding to carry on his research and some of mine, so I just continued to sign his papers with his name several times for a year.
Lyria just raises her eyebrows like...
Well, forging someone's signature doesn't lead to all of this knowledge, so we'll just leave it at that, I suppose.
Just sort of pick it up once you do it for several years.
From behind Rockwell's office door, you hear, you have a week.
Oh, Marzell says, oh, really loudly, turns around and sort of knocks and goes, what hotels didn't you notify?
What? Didn't. Madam.
The step down. That's still nice, but, you know, he would assume you'd notify Alta. I don't know anything about this town.
Very good memory. Bravo.
I wrote it down.
If I were to list all of the inns in Melior, we would be here the entire week.
I mean, it took you all 5 years. A week is a miracle.
It's, you have the biggest hint that we've had thus far, and that is that you know what this man looks like. All you need to do is track him down.
So, what's to say, where did you find the bottle again?
The back alley of my copper plate.
Correct. The barkeeper found it there. So, as far as Felix knows, that, like, there, he hasn't seen a guard's presence in that alleyway, and we discreetly placed a very restrictive trap there if he does return. He has not. That trap has not been triggered.
Are we saying all this through his closed door?
Yes, 100%. So
the trap has not been triggered. Please go investigate. I can't concentrate.
Marzell makes another surprise sound and just goes,
yes,
oh, is
Father.
This one we're flirting with?
No one tries to have her ear pressed to the door, but her horns keep getting in the way.
I cannot concentrate while you are talking outside my door. It is literally 6 inches. You need to leave.
Sorry, Father.
I don't think he likes it when you do that.
Well, I'm not doing it for him to like it.
I heard that.
You were supposed to!
I can still have you thrown back in jail. Is that an unappealing option?
And go against your word? Oh, I don't think you would do that. You're too good for that. But we'll stop bothering you now. You have important non-chair things to do.
Nolan is just slowly backing away.
Nina about faces and clicks off her boots quite loudly.
So, Gil is waiting at the end of the hall, and he says, if you guys want to, or, well, wait, oh, wait, no, I have to do the pizza guy voice for Gil. Okay, let me see if I can just...
Gil has such a good voice!
Oh, I love that it's the pizza guy voice!
Uh-huh. Gil says, well, gosh, okay, well, if you want to head downtown, God, does anybody have, like, a lozenge? If you want to head downtown, we've got a cart, another supply cart, head down there. It'll drop you off wherever you want to go. Did you guys have anything like you wanted to check out in the city? Any like big leads you wanted to follow up or what?
Illyria turns to the others and says, we should go to the guild, which I forgot which guild it was. Antiquities Guild. Yeah, we should definitely go there.
Marzell also says we should probably go to the copper plate as well.
The place where the trap hasn't been sprung?
Well, we've already been there once. We could just pay them a visit again.
Gil sort of leans in kind of conspiratorially, and he says, so you guys are going after Felix Tidling, right?
Marzell leans way back.
Yeah, he definitely spits when he talks. Like,
Horn says, how do we know you're not Felix Tidling?
Oh, dear Lord.
I mean, God. I'm pretty sure Felix's voice is broken. Just call it a hunch.
Horn grabs Gil and gives him a noogie to see if that breaks his disguise.
Ow! Please stop!
That's not how you... Okay.
Seems authentic. This time.
I was going to give you a hint, but never mind.
I love hints.
Nope, too late. You knew that.
Maybe you should
Marzell pulls out her healer's kit and tries to, like, make a lozenge for him or, like, get him his throat fixed.
He takes it very dubiously and he says, why, thank you.
Nina makes that noise.
Oh my God, was Gil the squeaky dog while we were in his office?
As I was saying, I do have a hint for you, should you... It's probably not going to be a very useful lead right now, but the word on the street was that that Felix is got a bit of an arch nemesis, and... he was very happy when Felix was removed from the equation. His name is Bookman, but he's going to be very difficult to track down, so it may not be the first thing you want to pursue. Now, if you'll come with me, I would like to get you all into a cart before my balls retract and I go back to having the same voice.
The lozenge healed your balls?
It's a very complicated medical issue.
Sounds like.
Corin backs off real quick.
Horrified at her hands and the healer's kit in them.
I don't know what your medical proficiency is.
Weird, apparently.
Well, shall we?
Can I get a new healer's kit?
Right. All right, so do you guys head down to the cart? To the bus out of the fortress?
Yes.
Do we need anything?
You guys have all of your gear. You've got all your Gatorades, anything you picked up, which I definitely did not keep track of, so this could be some fun plot twists.
Yeah, I picked up 100,000 gold while we were out.
I dispute that. Felix might have, however, I don't think you did. The cart driver asks where you guys would like to go.
Antiquities Guild?
I'm in for Antiquities Guild. Yeah.
Oh, this is my person, but I'm really not criminal mastermind.
Are you sure?
They don't really offer that class at university.
I'm sure he's locked someone up for bad manners at least twice.
Corin is super confused at this point, and so he just kind of follows Nina wherever she goes. Because she seems like she knows what she's doing.
So you guys want to head over to the Antiquities Guild?
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
Can Marzell summon her familiar on our way over there?
Sure, yeah. The driver drops you guys off in the merchant district. Cleary is circling overhead. You see the door to the antiquities dealer, like the antiquities guild specifically. And you are in a very, very nice part of town. This is sort of like the luxury shopping area. So you see like fine china shops, there's like a rare arts dealer, luxury rugs, travel agency, there's like a fantasy Sephora,
Fantasy Sephora, Illyria kind of like hops interested over there. Just lost immediately.
Nolan grabs the back of her shirt and like keeps her in one spot.
Illyria turns to Nolan and says, "What about the eyeliner?"
Fair point. But this first.
All right, fine. Illyria crosses her arms over her chest.
Excellent. are you guys just going to head on into the Antiquities Guild?
Yes.
Excellent.
Good to wander in.
All right.
Tell us anything.
You guys... wandering, and it is a very, like, you find yourselves in a very sort of large hall that looks almost a little like a library, but or I would say it's somewhere like a cross between a library and a hotel lobby, and that there's like definitely some seating areas for people to sort of sit and discuss. There's a very clear front desk. There are a couple people sort of like browsing, and there's also like a lot of displays of different very rare and expensive looking items that like is they're the kind of items that's they don't have a do not touch sign, but if you have to ask, then it's definitely a do not touch. And they have very sturdy looking glass cases, Corin.
So I can tap on them all I want. There's nothing alive inside them. There's much less inducement to be tapping them anyway.
There's definitely like some dead things in there. Like there's like a dragon skull. There's a what looks like a, you know how if you go to like some of those backwater junk stores, they also have like, look, it's a fossilized mermaid. There's definitely like a lot of that going on. And there's a very sort of fussy looking dragonborn man hanging out at the front desk.
I want to find the D&D equivalent of the Piltdown Man.
The what?
It was a hoax where people pretended that they found a giant skeleton.
Oh, yes.
No, Piltdown Man was the... Oh, they glued a chimpanzee's jaw to a human skull.
There's definitely one of those, except for they've glued, like, a dire wolf's jaw to a human skull.
Marcel's thrilled.
But it's sort of in the, it's in the ha-ha, it is to laugh joke section of the antiquities. Like, ha-ha, look what they tried to pass off. You see a couple other people sort of browsing around. There's like a very sort of tall, burly guy. There's a couple of halflings. There is a Aarakocra lady. They all look very sort of very, very moneyed, and they're also sort of just browsing, but they do notice you walk in.
Marzell gets distracted and starts looking at things, and then remembers why they're there and sort of looks around to see if anything's been moved or not on display suddenly or put on display suddenly recently. She can tell.
Roll investigate for me.
Ooh, coming in. Solid 9.
You do not notice anything. Like, it's they're just glass cases, and there's a like there's a couple of like there's almost like a billboard cluttered in like sort of advertisements, like would you like to buy a rare crocodile skull today, or you know, would you like to buy this artifact that is definitely not fake, but that's about it.
All right, then Marzell's just sort of gonna look around, see if anyone else says anything.
The Dragonborn clerk clears his throat and he says, can I help you?
Who are they saying it?
Oh, he's addressing all of you.
Marzell looks to Nina.
Nina just sort of takes a breath and steps forward. Actually, you might be able to help us. We might be able to help you. We're looking for something wow, really. Something that might catch the eye of someone with extremely refined taste. We're trying to impress someone.
Who are you trying to impress? I mean, everyone's tastes are very different.
Kind of snotty, but very, very highbrow.
Stupid rich.
Very stupid rich.
Well, I'm afraid I'll need a little bit more. So you are looking to purchase. This is the Antiquities Guild, so if you're looking for a specific dealer, I can point you somewhere. And I have some questions, or I have some. I can answer some any questions about our upcoming events. We have a potluck at the end of every month. But yes, if you're looking to buy things, you'll need to go to a specific dealer.
Who would you recommend?
Well,
who's the absolute best at what they do?
Well, there is a man right around the corner. His name is something that I am coming up with right now. Let's go with Noto. His name is Noto. There's a man right around the corner who has a very wide selection. It depends, though, on what you're looking for. He specializes in things like maps, a lot of documentation, but he does have some sculptures. There are other dealers who specialize more in reclaimed artifacts or in items that have some sort of purpose. There are rare weapons. It really depends on on the tastes of the person you're attempting to procure an item for.
Marzell sort of speaks up and says, extravagant fun taste. The life of the party.
Roll. I want everybody to roll a perception check for me.
Corrin gets a 16.
Unnatural 20 for Marzell.
Nice.
Nina rolled a 12.
Alira rolled a 20.
All right. Let's see. Nina, you are a little distracted, so you may not notice this because you're dealing with the clerk. Everybody else, you notice the sort of burly man who is browsing, sort of. Looks up when you say party, or when Nina said party. And the clerk says, So you want something for a fun-loving individual. I'm struggling to think of what sort of antique would catch the eye of a bit of a party animal. Perhaps it would be an instrument, perhaps? I know what I think is a party, and that would be a good book on a Saturday night, but I don't know if that quite qualifies.
No, can no one, browse near the guy who looked up casual-like?
Do a stealth check for me.
She's just walking over. Hold on. 20.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. No, you slide under his nose. He's very intrigued in the conversation that's happening right now. The clerk asks, "So when you say party, you've got to give me something to work with. What's this what's his interest? What's his background? I can send you to any number of people, but you got to give me something to work with. What do you know about this guy?" Other than he's clearly wanted by the police.
Nina just sort of looks around and says, "Well, truth be told, I'm trying to be a little discreet, but I'm trying to purchase something for Lady Sigam."
I see. Hey everybody, it's time for Announcement Corner with your friendly neighborhood DM. Gonna try to keep it speedy today, as always, but more so than usual because your girl's on a deadline and everything is nightmares. Speaking of, I want to apologize in advance for the editing quality, particularly for the last half of the episode. GarageBand has decided to put me through some technical difficulties that I just do not have the time to try to puzzle out right now. So, it might be a little bit less concise than you're used to. I should also apologize in advance for the terrible French accent that you are all about to experience. But actually, I'm not that sorry about it. I did my best, god damn it. I want to take everybody over to Book Check for this week with a feature of A Blade So Black by L.L. McKinney, who is our Nina. Blade So Black is a fantastic Alice in Wonderland retelling, which asks what happens when Buffy falls down the rabbit hole instead of Alice. And Elle has shared with us a fun fact about one of the characters, who is a bartender named Maddie. A lot of readers have interpreted her as a sort of re-envisioning of the Cheshire Cat. However, Maddie isn't particularly prone to a lot of smiling and grinning and riddles and all that good stuff. She is actually a reimagining of the Dormouse, and A Blade So Black is just absolutely chock full of other fun character remixes, and I would highly recommend picking it up today. And you should also keep your eyes peeled for the upcoming sequel in, I think, about 6 months, give or take. Cannot recommend that one enough. And it is available at all major retailers, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Indiegogo, Indie Books, that one. Your local bookstore should also have it, and if they don't, we're all judging them. Anyway, a friendly reminder for authors who are listening, who would like to run a giveaway through us. We will be kicking that off hopefully next week. And if you would like your book to be featured for the giveaway, please shoot an email over to spellcheckpodcast@gmail.com. There is nothing complicated or counterintuitive about that email. It is just spellcheckpodcast@gmail.com. You do not need to insert any spaces, punctuation, question marks, I guess, falls under punctuation. Anyway, yeah, it's just spellcheckpodcast@gmail.com. No underscores or anything. Anyway, thank you to everyone for your support and for tweeting about us on the hashtag SpellcheckDND. We super duper appreciate it, and I'm so glad that you guys are sticking with us through a second mini arc as we hit the trail in pursuit of Felix Tidling, who is to date one of my favorite marks that they've had. And your continued support of this podcast just means the whole damn world to all of us. It's just absolutely mind-boggling. And so thank you. Rather than keep rambling on, I will let us all get back to the wild, wild world of Extreme Antique Roadshow. Enjoy. That is certainly quite a challenge. What doesn't she already have?
You'd be surprised.
I can direct you to a jeweler. I can direct you to someone who specializes in augmentation antiquity related antiquities. Would this be for artistry, for enjoyment, or for practicality?
Oh, that would be the question.
Marzel says, probably enjoyment, wouldn't you think?
I would think. You said jewelry. Is this pieces, collections?
Yes. We have several dealers who primarily handle things such as jewelry and different ornamentations. I can direct you to some of them, like some of the... a cat just hopped up on the counter.
My bad, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. I definitely threw a hat at my cats because they were fighting earlier. It was great. And no one even noticed a thing. he says, I can direct you to the finest jeweler in the house, or in all of Melior.
Well, Marcel sort of interrupts and says, well, what is that about augmentation? That could be fun. I mean, if you already have everything, why not have a different life?
The clerk looks a little interested at that, and he says, well, we have a few dealers in town who also... He kind of trails off for a second, and he's thinking, and he looks almost a little uneasy at that, and he says, if you're looking for augmentation, it might behoove you to wait until tomorrow. I have word that, I have a hunch that the stash of or the supplies for these dealers may be a little more robust after tomorrow.
Oh.
Oh, that would be lovely.
Is a surprise.
Is the guy still just listening to the conversation?
Yeah, and roll perception for me.
Everybody, or
if you want to, like, if you feel like it would be in character for you to be checking out what this guy is doing, then yes.
No.
11.
Marzel got a
perception. Illyria rolled a 16.
Okay. Illyria, you notice that. So you notice this guy is definitely paying attention to the conversation, like 100%, and his eyes kind of narrowed when the guy mentioned, when the clerk mentioned that the supplies will be a little bit they'll be more ready, or they'll be more supplied after, or starting tomorrow.
All right.
Man, Nolan was standing right there and she didn't even notice.
How the dice be sometimes. Right.
So sneaky. So not observant.
The clerk says, so you will be, I trust, ma'am, that you will be the point of contact for Miss Sagam, or should we be expecting someone else? Should we be keeping an eye out for anyone, any other potential customers that will be working for, or they'll be choosing to acquire things for her?
Oh, it'll be me or my colleagues here.
It'll be her or me, Marzell says very quickly. It'll be either of us. And we're really running
the guys. Glares at them, but it's quiet.
And, okay, so, so if something comes up on the market, I should just notify you.
Of course.
All right. Is there any other business that I can assist you with?
Is this, Corin points at the dragon skull, is this a hat?
The dragonborn looks at him kind of horrified because he's a dragonborn clerk, and he says, it is certainly not.
But could you wear it as one?
Could I wear the skull of my ancestor as a hat?
Marzell just sort of puts her hand on the table and leans in and just like, Corin, this is why we're the point of contact.
I see.
Corin gets so it and he's sorry. Horrified. He says, I'm so sorry. I mistook it for a hat. Corin does respect people's ancestors. He's just not super bright.
The dragonborn is significantly like he's like I understand now why you are the point of contact. Understood. Yes.
Corin turns to the skull and says, "I apologize, sir, or madam."
So polite.
Nina's just sort of blinking rapidly.
The clerk is just sort of like, is there any other... Okay, ladies, it has been a pleasure speaking with you. Is there any other business that I can help you with? Anything else you're looking for? Anything that... I will keep an eye out for any jewelry that that may be worthy of Miss Sagam. Any other sort of party-related items, I suppose. Is there anything else I can help you with?
My curiosity is sated. What about you, dear?
I think I'm good. I mean, is there anything exciting happening between now and tomorrow? An auction for any new antiquities or anything of the sort?
Roll perception for me.
Come on, dice. 17.
Excellent. Okay. When you say the word auction, the dragonborn sort of he like accidentally knocks the quill off of the table, and he's like, oh my goodness, please excuse me,
oh, of course. Marzell picks it up for him.
He says they're the goodness. I don't know if there is. There's none that I know of. And because you got a 17 in perception, you can very clearly tell that that is a lie.
Oh, of course, no worries. I was just curious to see what would happen if we waited overnight. You know how it can be when you're traveling.
When you also when you said auction, the big burly guy took a step forward, and he taps Nolan on the shoulder, and he says, "Oh, my lord, excuse me, are you? It cannot be."
It probably isn't.
Geraldine from college?
What?
What?
I could have sworn that we went to college together. No?
Yes, Nolan. Didn't you go to college with several people you knew with me in the city? Marcel just stares. Wait, can we hear this?
Probably. Like, the guy has a voice like a siren.
He says, no, Nina just sort of turns.
No
one just not me slowly.
He sort of looks around at all of you and he says, I don't know if you remember, I mean, I don't know how
you
could...
Very bad memory.
I don't know how you could forget my outrageous accent, but...
That's fair.
It was...
the most southern Frenchman.
It was you and me and Felix. We all had the same class together.
Jog my memory just a little bit. What class was this? I have a terrible memory. Can't remember a face ever. I don't even know who I'm with right now.
He says, the DM cannot do a French accent to save her life, but Godspeed. He says, it was, business class. Microecon.
Definitely.
Why don't we discuss it over a couple drinks?
That I would have taken.
At the Copper Plate. Which suddenly got a little German in there, but whatever. And he's kind of like jerking his head like, let's go outside.
Okay.
I love that place.
So good to see you again. After all of this time.
The clerk just says, oh, I love reunions. Isn't it magical how antiquities bring people together?
You wouldn't believe.
What a nerd.
Corin shouts out, they have a dog at that bar.
They do.
Marcel just thanks the clerk and says, we'll be back tomorrow.
And the clerk says, thank you. Good luck with your acquisitions. And he sort of waves you out. The tall, burly, debatably French man leads you guys outside. And once you guys are all out, he sort of motions you to sort of like a quieter area. And he says, I know this must be very weird.
Just a little.
This is about how it goes.
Happens under all her breath. The time.
My name is Beagle. And, all I can say right now in the public is that you and I, all of you, are after the same man.